Oakland's Yoenis Cespedes became the first repeat winner of the All-Star Home Run Derby in 15 years, powering his way past Cincinnati's Todd Frazier by a whopping 9-1 in the final round last night. Ken Griffey Jr. took the title in 1998 and 1999. With a serious, determined look on his face the whole time, Cespedes finished with 28 homers. Seattle's Felix Hernandez will start tonight's All-Star game for the American League, and Adam Wainwright of the St. Louis Cardinals will open for the National League. Pittsburgh center fielder Andrew McCutchen leads off for the NL, and Yankees shortstop Derek Jeter will lead off for the AL. With the 40-year-old captain of the New York Yankees set to retire after the season, Jeter's 14th All-Star game will be his last. Jeter will be squarely in the spotlight tonight when the Stars take over Target Field in Minnesota. The game starts at 8 p.m. in Minneapolis. Alex Rodriguez is being sued by his own lawyer. Attorney David Cornwell's law firm filed papers yesterday in Manhattan federal court saying the baseball star owes more than $380,000 related to their work against his steroid suspension. With an estimated 26.5 million viewers, Sunday's World Cup final stands as the most watched soccer game in U.S. history. The Nielsen company says 17.3 million people watched Germany beat Argentina 1-0 on ABC. An additional 9.2 million people turned into the game on the Spanish-language Univision network. Two-time champion Alberto Contador has dropped out of the Tour de France after crashing during a high-speed mountain descent in Stage 10. The 31-year-old Spaniard suffered a fractured shin in the spill. The winner of the stage was Italy's Vincenzo Nibali, who regained the overall race lead. The Harlem Globetrotters needed someone to beat up on, and Red Cloth supplied them. The basketball barnstormer who owned the Washington Generals and other teams that lost thousands of games to the Harlem Globetrotters has died at 93. Klotz formed a working relationship with the Globetrotters in 1952, putting together the opposing teams that almost always lost. In 1971, he hit the game winner in a rare Globetrotter loss as a 50-year-old player and coach. Alice Coachman Davis was the first black woman to win an Olympic gold medal when she captured the high jump in the 1948 London Games. She has died at age 90. Davis's daughter Elvin Jones says her mother died early yesterday morning in Albany, Georgia. Davis attended Tuskegee University and won 25 national track and field championships, including 10 consecutive high jump titles. She was inducted into the U.S. Olympic Hall of Fame in 2004. For WAMC Sports, I'm Patrick Garrett.